The dispute between former Wallaby Israel Folau and Rugby Australia is headed for the courts after a conciliation hearing at the Fair Work Commission failed to resolve the case. Israel Folau says he now intends to take his claim that the termination of his contract was unlawful to the federal court. Rugby Australia says it stands by its position that the former fullback breached the player's code of conduct with a homophobic social media post. Barbara Miller compiled this report.
Thank you.
3.5 hours of mediation at the Fair Work Commission failed to bring agreement on a case that has deeply divided public opinion. Israel Folau and his lawyer George Harris emerged to announce they were taking the matter to the next level.
Look, we are disappointed that we were unable to reach a settlement with Rugby Australia today. It appears as though unless things change, that we will be heading to court. And I'll just pass over to Israel to say a few words.
Are you looking forward to a resolution, mate?
Yeah, look, very, very disappointed about the outcome today. But I'd like to thank all those that have supported me throughout this time, and I'll continue to stand up for the freedoms of all Australians.
Do you want this to be over? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Folau says a social media post from April in which he said hell awaited homosexuals and various other groups was a religious message born of his deep faith. Rugby Australia found the post constituted a high-level breach of the player's code of conduct, which states that players cannot make public comments that could be detrimental to the image and interests of the game. Folau is thought to be seeking up to $10 million in damages for losing his contract and commercial opportunities as he misses out on what he argues could be the best years of his rugby career. If the parties can't reach a settlement out of court, the case will be heard in the federal court, likely later this year. Anthony Forsyth is Professor of Workplace Law at RMIT University.
The thing he has to establish is that his expression of his religious views about homosexuals and others that have caused offence and have led to his dismissal, that that's intrinsic to his right to express his religion. So the big question for the federal court when it comes to hear the case will be, how far does a person's right to practice their religion extend? Does it extend to being able to post these views on social media in the way that Israel Folau has done? And I'm afraid we just don't have any case law precedents in Australia to rely upon here.
So we're definitely talking about a significant test case here.
Yes, definitely.
Israel Folau now says he was offered money before his sacking by Rugby Australia to remove the social media post, a claim denied by Rugby Australia. He told Sky News his faith meant he couldn't accept the money. He is accepting money for his legal battle. A donor initiative shut down by the site GoFundMe has been taken over by the Australian Christian Lobby, where it quickly raised more than $2 million. Anthony Forsyth from RMIT again.
Few of us in the legal world have sort of been questioning, why does he need $2 million? Running the case in the federal court wouldn't require anything like that amount. And another view that was put to me yesterday that I think is quite convincing is that Israel Folau and his backers are not viewing this just as a case that might need to be run at the next stage, which is the federal court, but that they may need to have significant funds in order to deal with an appeal all the way to the High Court of Australia in order to have the highest court in the land establish this very important point of principle about whether employees should be protected from, you know, discipline or dismissal because they express views that the employer doesn't like.
And that would become so much more expensive just simply in legal fees?
Well, absolutely. It's one matter to have, you know, a legal team, including a top Queen's Counsel from Melbourne, represent you in the federal court. But if you've got to then deal with an appeal to the full federal court and then ultimately to the High Court, then you're talking about very significant legal costs being incurred there.
Rugby Australia and New South Wales Rugby Union have released a statement saying they are incredibly disappointed that today's Fair Work conciliation has been unsuccessful. We will continue, the statement says, to do what is required to defend the values that underpin our game.
Barbara Miller with that report.